So one ongoing question is, what part of our individual self, we brought it up with talking about reincarnation with somebody the other day, part goes in the guff, goes in the water, the ocean, but still there, but isn't, and then a new self is created, but it's not.
It is.
And then there's the eternal self, but it has different physical manifestations. All of that, just to end the session with, my mother was hanging around the first ion session.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that mother? Is that the residue? That thing that was hanging around that JW saw?
That's the word he would use.
Residue?
No, not quite the same way, because it's a way you could understand it. But see, you've already said this, you've already cleaned this up, that the guff is here. So therefore, the essence of your mother would be here. See, but that confuses people, so we don't push that way, because then they go, well, I can't figure out nothing, and I don't know nothing, and I don't know what I can't figure out, so why am I even giving this any attention? And that doesn't bring them all together. But if someone's interested and wants to have that interaction, they certainly can, and if that's what it does to get them there, hip, hip, hooray. But you could live all of eternity and have all these experiences and expressions that are, and still not change your physical, non-physical interaction with the labyrinth of your mind. So you got to be soft with it. If it's a deal breaker, yes, we can do that all day, every day, no problem. But if it distracts and confuses, confounds, then that's not what we're about.
You're saying if it confounds, it being the mother showing up as
the knowledge, the residue,
right,
recently departed.
Well, in other words, you can't say she's just residue.
Well, we could, and if that's what you want to do with it, okay, fine, but it's not the case. All of your mother that is.
Okay, here's a question. Not a past life, but what other manifestation did the essence of mama have? Another now, another physical body.
We don't understand the question.
Well, we go in the guff, and then we have a new physical. We come forth if we're scooped by the glass.
But not all of it. Not all of your mama that gets scooped back up.
Yeah, not all of it. So there is something that continues.
The completion of what you're calling non-physical that comes forth in human flesh is one.
You have implied to someone that you are forever, but you have, not I said you mean, but you have many physical manifestations, and you say yes. So the mom that gets scooped up in the next glass is pretty, on the surface, had no connection to the mom.
Correct.
But at the same time, there is an essence that links the different manifestations and parts manifesting.
Yes, Bob, that's the non-physical part of your human creators. That's how.
Oh, yeah, that's the one person, the one consciousness, the one thing.
Yes, that's the hundredth monkey syndrome and how that works. It's how the new ones come forth. Cable ready. They're good to go. They don't have to think about all these high-minded thoughts because other non-physicals have brought that to the guff, and so they come in with it naturally.
Well, we're talking about my mother. So,
yeah, the little fella coming forth got the benefit of all of that tactility, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, but no, I know that, but I'm trying to figure out, we have many physical manifestations, but we don't know who it is, so there's some kind of one consciousness.
Why don't we know who it is?
I'm asking you, what other lives did my mother have?
Well, she's only had one so far.
Is there anybody who's had more than one life?
No. If you have an eternal life, how can you have more eternity?
When a particle of me goes into the new glass, that is
the eternalness of you, that's the continuation.
Right, but I do not know that. I can't claim it. So a particle of me goes into glass and is born in New York City in 2050, and that person has a life. Am I part of that?
Your non-physical is a part of that non-physical, yes.
But it's not considered another life by me.
Right, because you're only having one eternal experience.
So we only have one life.
That's right.
But it's eternal, and then you figure out the mathematics and physics of parts of yourself go on to have other lives, but you don't know about them. Or maybe you do know about. So I would know that a part of me is in another life?
If you allowed yourself to come to that high-minded conclusion, Yes, but you can't even remember what you had for lunch yesterday, so how are you going to remember another life?
Well, I might, if I had the experience, it'd stand out. So we only have one life. So can my mother, if the guff comes here, she can now have eternal life in the physical, or she'll never get that because she didn't do it when she was here?
That's interesting. And we're trying to answer it from your place of embracing it, because we don't want to answer the question the way you want it answered. That's not quite the way it is. The answer to the question is the guff here or there has nothing to do with your non-physical mother's eternalness. Okay? You're concluding that if you don't have a physical meat sack attached to it, then you're not alive. And that's not the case.
When you transition, you're still alive.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Now, can the non-physical residue of your mother still be, and she's no longer in what you call physical, but she's still alive. She's as alive now as she was then in a physical body.
Did you say that she's in the physical body now?
Yeah, actually we are, but not in
the meat sack physical.
Right, that's right. Because see, that's the thing. Humans limit physicality to blood and guts and bits of vinegar. And that's why we really are extreme when we describe a physical body, because that's the ones that the human creators can embrace. But if we said that the meat sack part is nothing and that actually the non-physical is physical, that's what would screw up everybody. Then they wouldn't get it. Now, we'll get there, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll get it.
You'll get there to saying it for those that can get it.
Yep. Once you get this physical, non-physical, and through the labyrinth of your mind in a trinity that's one, here's what you're going to find. Your words are going to change. You're going to call your meat sack body non-physical, and you're going to call your spiritual, non-physical, your physical. You'll convert that, because that's the way it really, 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 really is. Because your non-physical actually moves you much more than your physical does.
So it's the physical.
It's the physical.
As we see it from here.
As we see it from our place of non-physical looking at you. But we don't want to turn it upside down just yet. For example, you think gravity is a force that holds you on the earth. But it's actually the opposite of that. It's a force that actually would repel you into space.
So what stops it from doing that?
Anti-gravity.
So anti-gravity is what we think of as gravity holding us to earth.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. And when you think about it that way, you realize that when the apple fell out of the tree and hit Newton in the head, that wasn't gravity. That was anti-gravity of him drawing the apple to his noggin. Well, you start talking in those words and they'll put